talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Dan and Shay, Bigger Houses, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize. It happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Jana Gerhold with Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Also, Caitlin Swinton with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. John Dolan with Siwa Furniture Design. Jamie Laird with Bridgeport Homes. And also Cameron Larson with Advanced Window Fashions. Well, if you haven't picked up the new issue, a summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, make sure you do. Our main feature is on outdoor living projects. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jana Gerhold with Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters. How are you doing, Jana?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Jana, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters.
Yeah, so Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters is a local business right here in Charleston. We manufacture and install our own shutters. So we're the only shutter company in Charleston that actually manufactures and then installs the shutters. We also do our own powder coating as well on our aluminum products. Our shutters can be impact rated or decorative. Our decorative shutters are still fully functional with all the hardware, where they can still lock and close.
All right, great. And what are some of the different options of hurricane protection that homeowners can get from Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters?
Yeah, so our most popular is our Bahama shutter because it, you know, you get hurricane protection with it, you get curb appeal, a little privacy, but still having light come in, as well as our colonials. So those two are very popular because you get the curb appeal as well as protection. You can close everything from inside without getting on a ladder. And then some of our other products, like the storm panels, accordions, roll downs, those are strictly for hurricane protection. You don't get any pretty looks with it, but they do the job and they get your home protected.
Colonial shutters, I think people probably can visualize what those look like. What do the Bahama shutters look like?
Sure. So the Bahama shutters, and hence the name Bahama, they look very tropical. They are kind of like in an awning shape. They come down. They have the louvers that are adjustable, and they just kind of give that tropical look.
And you've got, and they're attached to the home at the top, right, with a hinge at the top of the Bahama shutter?
Correct. There's a hinge. Yes, there's a hinge at the top. And then along the sides, you have two arms that hold them out in the open position.
Gotcha. And a lot of homeowners buy those Bahama shutters just for privacy between, so that they can kind of block out the view of their neighbor's back porch or something like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Porches are very popular, having the Bahama shutters on, so you can hang out on your porch without feeling like you have to speak to your neighbor every time you step out. So we do, very common to have a Bahama shutter on the porch.
And why do homeowners need hurricane protection to begin with? What are they protecting from? The wind or the rain or flying debris?
Yeah, actually all three. So one of the main things people don't realize, like they think just covering one side of the house, if they get the most wind from that way, you actually want to cover every window and door because it's the pressure of the wind that can break the glass. And all that pressure is coming up and going straight to the roof line, causing major damage. But along with that, just one broken window can just, you can have leaks, water damage. And then, so just the main thing is protecting every window and door is, you know, the goal.
And we're talking about flying debris. So if your neighbor isn't as responsible as you are, and they don't bring their tables and chairs inside when we have a weather event, a hurricane or a tropical storm, that grill outdoors next door can get airborne and could smash into your window on your house, right?
Correct. Yep. So any flying debris, the shutters are going to stop any projectiles from hitting the glass. You know, the shutter may get a dent in it, but it's doing its job and it's protecting that window from getting cracked, therefore preventing leaks, water damage. You know, that pressure coming in, going straight to the roof line, covering all of those.
And what do you say to people who might say, well, that's what I have insurance for. You know, if my house gets wrecked, then insurance will take care of it.
Well, insurance can't replace all of those items you have in your home. You know, any heirlooms and things like pictures, insurance can't replace those things. They can replace the value of the home, but it's what's inside of the home that you really want to protect.
Not only that, but hurricanes don't happen typically in cool weather. And so for those that can think back to Hurricane Hugo, I moved to Charleston 6 months after Hugo, but I had friends who lived here through Hurricane Hugo, and they were without electricity for a couple of weeks. Their house, even though they had insurance, their house was had a pine tree fall on it, and there was just not a lot they could do to live in that house. And so if you can protect your dwelling, even if the power is out, at least you know you're going to be so much better off than some of the people whose homes get wrecked because they don't have hurricane protection, right?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, I was just a baby when Hugo hit, but my grandparents lived on Isle of Palms, and they, you know, not only there wasn't power, but just all like the water damage and everything. So having your house protected is just truly an important thing to do.
Are there, what would be the least expensive option for hurricane protection that Lowcountry Hurricane Protection and Shutters provides?
Yeah, so our least expensive option would be our aluminum storm panels. They're a little more labor intensive. You know, it's not like hitting a button and something coming down, but they're very easy to do, whereas you put them up from the inside, not having to get on a ladder, as long as those windows are single or double hung, meaning they slide up. Everything can be done from the inside. So that's a big thing. You know, a lot of people don't want to climb ladders, having to tote the panels up there with them. So being able to do it from inside, even though it might take a little more time, doing it from the inside is definitely key.
Yeah, and there's a direct correlation between the cheapest hurricane option and hurricane protection option and a low price. And on the flip side of that, the easiest systems, hurricane protection systems, are typically are the more expensive. And
exactly. Yeah, they're going to be on the other, you know, side of, they're going to be the most expensive would be our electric roll downs, where you just have a remote and you hit a button and the shutters are going to come down, you hit a button and then the shutter will come back up. But most of the time that's really popular, like on the beach. We don't necessarily, a lot of neighborhoods like HOAs don't love to have those inside. So that's why the Bahamas and Colonials are so popular, because they, you know, give a nice look to the house as well as adding that protection.
Yeah, and in my opinion, you want the most expensive hurricane protection option you can afford, because it is going to be easier for you to, if you've got to shutter up your house and leave and evacuate, it's going to be next to impossible to find contractors to install those like plywood. If you decide you're gonna get in line at the big box store and buy plywood, then cut it and install it. There, good luck trying to find someone to do all that when everybody is on their way out of town, right?
Absolutely. So many of my customers, you know, that's why they reach out to us, because they said during the storm they tried to call the local handyman or, you know, just their contractor that they normally have come over. Well, everybody, like you and all of your neighbors, are trying to get that contractor or that handyman. So it's very unlikely they're able to come out. Sometimes you might have them come out, they'll put the plywood up, but you can't get in touch with them to come back to take everything back down. So you're inside of, you know, a dark house, like a cave. So having protection that, you know, not only is protecting your house, but you're able to deploy is very important.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, how can folks get more information? Oh, one last thing I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
If you do not have hurricane protection for your home, your home is not up to code, because if you're building a new house today, if you're doing a large remodel where, you know, basically increasing the value of your house by 50%, the whatever municipality you live in, Mount Pleasant, Isle of Palms, down Charleston, you're going to be required to have hurricane protection on your windows, all your openings. And if you don't have hurricane protection today, your house is not code compliant, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So if you're, you know, doing that remodel or the new build, in order to get your inspection, get that CO, you have to have hurricane protection or impact glass on all of your windows and doors.
Right. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can give us a call at 843-822-5519. We have sales reps that are, you know, like myself, happy to come out. We do free estimates to get you that quote. Or you could visit us at lowcountryshutters.com.
All right, great. And you can always find Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Jana Gerhold with Low Country Hurricane Protection and Shutters. Thanks so much, Jana.
Thanks, Tim.
And now we're talking with Caitlin Swinton with Classic Kitchens of Charleston, and she and the president, Jay Valk, with Classic Kitchens of Charleston are visiting us here at the studios at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How you doing, Caitlin? Good, good. Caitlin, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Classic Kitchens of Charleston.
Yeah, sure. So Classic Kitchens of Charleston, we are a cabinetry company that specializes in cabinetry design, installation, and sales of the cabinets. We're located in Mount Pleasant, and between the designers, product managers, and installers, we really do it all in terms of kitchen and bath.
And that's exactly what homeowners want, right? They want a seamless installation from start to finish.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes them feel more at ease when they know the whole project is kind of in our hands, and it's kind of like a one-stop shop in terms of the kitchen and baths.
Right. How long has Classic Kitchens of Charleston been around?
Just about 13 years.
Okay. Yeah. 13 years. Good deal. And you've been with Classic Kitchens of Charleston for how long?
A little over a year and a half now.
Year and a half, yes. But you have a big background, you said. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I went to school for interior design up in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and been in my senior year of college. I had an internship at a kitchen and bath firm and literally have not left. So 11, almost 12 years now.
You've been involved with lots and lots of different kitchen and bath projects.
Yep, all residential.
Does Classic Kitchens of Charleston besides kitchens, what other parts of the house can Classic Kitchens of Charleston help homeowners?
Yeah. So, I mean, any type of millwork design, so laundries, like kitchens, baths, obviously, offices, mudrooms, any kind of cabinetry solutions, closets. Mm-hmm. It really is becoming endlessly. Bookcases, desks. So.
Gotcha. So wherever cabinetry or mm-hmm. or maybe in the mudrooms, those drop zones with the cubbies and so forth.
Yep, exactly.
Gotcha.
Benches, we do it all.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. What's popular these days with regards to cabinetry? Is it still, at one point it was stained cabinetry, and then painted cabinetry got real big. What's popular these days?
I mean, paint is still a lot of what we do. I would say 95% of our kitchens are still a painted finish. It's leaning more towards a warmer painted finish, like warm whites, a little more creamy tones, warm, inviting. But however, wood tones are making a comeback. We're seeing it more in accents, islands, accent cabinetry. But I have a feeling we're going to start seeing a lot more stained cabinetry in the future. Yeah.
Everybody likes the neutral in the kitchen, right? The creams and the whites. And do you get the occasional homeowner that wants some bold colors with their cabinetry?
Yeah. In smaller areas like a scullery or a powder bath, people are kind of having a little more fun with those areas, whether it's like a coastal blue, being in Charleston, or sometimes we're even going moody for sculleries and back kitchenways and small like powders, but we're doing like a pop color in there and kind of really accents off stone and stuff nicely, but not too big of an area where it's overwhelming or overpowering.
Yeah. Or islands, maybe they'll have a different color for the islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good deal. What types of cabinetry? Because, there's off the shelf, there's semi-custom, and then there's custom cabinetry. Did I leave any of those out?
No, you pretty much got it.
Okay.
And we offer all three.
Uh-huh.
We have a stock cabinetry line, semi-custom, and fully custom. A lot of our projects are in that semi-custom to fully custom option. It just gives people a lot of variety of customizational options, colors, storage solutions that I feel like people are really wanting now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. With the semi-custom, are you able to measure so that there's virtually no wasted space, no spacers, I guess, is the term that y'all use?
Yeah. So semi-custom, I mean, you know, a standard cabinet comes in increments of three, but with a semi-custom line, we can get down to a half inch. So if we need a 10.5-inch cabinet so we don't have a really large wonky filler, or there's a space issue going on, we can really tailor the cabinet size and for really no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start getting into like those lower end kind of stock lines, if it's even an option to do a customization like that, it ends up costing a lot of money. So by the time you start in a stock cabinetry line and start doing these customizations to make it look really how it should look, you end up hiking the price to be already in that semi-custom line. So yeah, it is really flexible with the options.
Gotcha. When would you recommend a custom cabinetry to a homeowner? What would be the situation?
With a custom line, inset is a huge reason why we would go to a custom line. That really, inset should be done in a very particular way.
What's inset?
It's the construction, one option of a construction of a box you can choose. So essentially it's a framed cabinet, but the doors and drawers are flush within that face frame. So it has that more kind of traditional furniture look. It looks very custom and it's very elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people in Charleston love that look. And you really want to go to a higher end line that can perfect that kind of craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Also different types of wood, like I previously was talking about. Wood is kind of coming back, and our custom line really does a great job with any kind of wood species, exotic wood species, or rift oak with beautiful stains. Mm-hmm. You really can't get those kind of options in a semi-custom or stock line.
A lot of homeowners, they know they want to update their kitchen. They don't really know the first step, the first few steps. What would you recommend to a homeowner?
I would say the first step is to get a general contractor just to see what exactly you want the space to be. If you're just kind of replacing cabinetry and doing an aesthetic facelift, if you will, to it, or if you actually want to, you know, knock down a wall that you have, or you know, reconfigure the space in a more structural way, kind of get that feel of what you're looking for. Once you kind of have a plan of, do we want to kind of just keep what you have and kind of redo, or, you know, how extensive do you want the project to be? Once that's kind of confirmed, have a professional, one of us, go out to the house and take some measurements for you. From there, we can go back to our office, kind of draw up a design for you, get some preliminary numbers. We can kind of, you know, take it step by step and kind of do a number in the semi-custom, the fully custom, the stock line, just so you can have your options to see what you want to invest in the project. But definitely getting a professional out there to take some measurements and chat through the project is really the first step.
What if they don't have a general contractor? Could they can they contact Classic Kitchens of Charleston first, and you'd be able to give them an idea? Do you ever recommend GCs to your customers?
So we have a handful of contractors, whether they specialize in just remodeling or new builds, that we can refer, that we do work with throughout the years, all year round. So we have built great connections that we have no problem recommending them to our clients.
Gotcha. And I've been waiting to ask this question because this is the fun part is, are there any particular projects that you're really, really proud of that Classic Kitchens of Charleston has been involved with that you can talk about?
Sure. Yeah. We actually have a few going on right now that are really exciting. We have one in particular in Kiowa that's really breathtaking. I mean, there's the views everywhere that you're in the house. You are looking at ocean marsh area. And just the selections and everyone involved has really taken each part of this project and really made it custom and just overall tailored. Another one is one on Sullivan's Island. I don't know if you're familiar with the Wedding Cake House.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
Arnett Construction.
Yeah, so super proud and happy to be working on that one for the cabinetry details in that house. Just, I mean, it's a pretty iconic location that a lot of people know what's going on. So just being part of that has just been really fun and a really great opportunity.
That's great. And as far as some of the... how you can customize the cabinetry with drawer pulls and things like that. What are people asking for? It's been 16 years since we built our house, but we still love our soft close cabinet doors and drawers, and that's a standard now, though, right?
Yeah. It is a standard. In terms of different options, God, there's so much to think of, but people kind of want a clean slate with the kitchen. They want kind of everything off their counters. So a lot of accessorizing with, you know, utensil bin pullouts, spice pullouts, kind of people are taking the, you know, big bins of utensils and ladles that's on your counter. Everything's kind of coming off at this point. So kind of really,
hiding everything,
filling these cabinets, with storage solutions for, you know, large cooking utensils, spices, peg drawers for dishes. I mean, kind of like fulfilling each cabinet box with something functional.
Nice. Well, that's great. Well, what's the best way for homeowners to reach out to Classic Kitchens of Charleston?
We have a website with all of our information on there. So feel free to, you know, jump on there. Our phone number is there. We take a lot of pride in getting back to people right away and kind of getting started and really being as much help as we can. So phone, email, it's all on the website, and we'll be happy to, you know, chat further about your project.
All right. And that website is classickitchensofcharleston.com?
Yeah, exactly.
classickitchensofcharleston.com. Yeah. Well, that's great. And you can always find Classic Kitchens of Charleston within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Caitlin Swinton, with the president of JVOC, looking on to make sure that everything that you said everything right, and you did a great job with your first radio interview, Caitlin. So thank you both for coming in to talk with us today. We've been talking with JVOC and Caitlin Swinton with Classic Kitchens of Charleston. Have a good day. And now we're talking with John Dolan with Siwa Furniture and Design. How are you, John?
Doing well, Tim. Hope you are.
Yeah, thank you. John, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Siwa Furniture and Design.
Yes. So we are a furniture, and we also work with clients that are looking to furnish entire homes of furniture. So we do a little bit of in-home design consultations as a service to our clients, as well as being a fully shoppable retail space as well. We carry a little bit of everything from wallpaper, lighting, accessories, artwork, indoor upholstery, outdoor upholstery. So yeah, basically a one-stop shop.
All right, great. And where is Siwa Furniture located?
So we are on your way to Kiowa off of Bohicket Road, and we are going to be in the same shopping center as Ace Hardware as a landmark.
Gotcha. And I know how you got your name Siwa, but could you tell our listeners how the name Siwa Furniture Design came about?
Yeah, so the name Siwa came as a little bit of a node to our neighboring areas of Siwa or Seabrook and Kiowa. See how easy it is to get confused there.
Right. Gotcha. So Siwa is just a combination of Seabrook, the sea in Seabrook Island, and the Wa in Kiowa.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. And do you get customers? I imagine you get many customers from Seabrook Island and Kiowa Island, but do you get customers from other parts of town as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Here in recent years, we are starting to see a lot of traffic coming from the areas as Mount Pleasant, Daniel Island, as far as even Edisto Beach. So definitely has been great. Word of mouth has been another great thing for us with doing great jobs for clients, and they refer you to their friends that are also moving down here. So yeah, it kind of is like a full circle moment from just not only getting to service our clients in Seabrook and Kiowa, but also getting to get into some other areas in the Charleston area as well.
Gotcha. All right. And can you take our listeners on kind of a virtual tour of Siwa Furniture? Like if you were to, you're driving down Bohicket Road, you pull into that shopping center that has the Ace Hardware store, and Siwa Furniture is right there. You walk into the doors of Siwa Furniture Design. What will people experience?
So you will experience, as you enter, you will see a great mix of indoor upholstery mixed with your casual dining and other fun items. We also have brought in a large shuffleboard table that has been a great interactive toy for our clients to play with while they're shopping. And so once you get into our main gallery there, we have a rug library with also lots of samples of wallpaper, things like that, for you to be able to check out and see those things in your space before ordering. As you walk into our second gallery, we have a lovely bedroom vignette with some other living room vignettes. As you go into that, you will see on your left our full outdoor gallery that has lots of different styles from Hollywood to summer classics. Depending on what you would like for your space, we can kind of channel some different styles, different fabrics to give you that total custom look. And also, we have a bedroom gallery in our back of the showroom that we've recently incorporated some great new lighting into, as well as a new bedding vendor, so that way people can shop our beds that we have dressed in our showroom as well.
Well, that sounds great. What are you finding in terms of trends that people, homeowners are choosing when they visit CWA Furniture Design?
In recent months, I'm finding a lot of people that are wanting something that's a little bit moodier than your typical coastal aesthetic. So we're incorporating items of that nature into our showroom, from the upholstery pieces to some moodier artwork that isn't exactly catered to, you know, that coastal vibe, but also giving you that low country style.
When you say moody, dark, is that what you mean? Or?
Yeah, some darker, some, you know, velvets and jewel tones and just different textures that really just help bring the space together.
Nice. And before we started, you mentioned you wanted me to ask you something about new arrivals.
Yes. So we've recently gotten lots of new arrivals in, getting into the end of summer and the beginning of fall. And whenever we get new product in, we, of course, have to make room for it. So if any of the listeners would like, they can check out our social media, and we post daily of things that we have on the floor at slight discounts for the floor models, for, you know, just making room for that new inventory and passing on a little bit of savings to our clients.
Gotcha. Are people gravitating more toward upholstered items or leather?
So definitely seeing lots of upholstered. Leather, have a few clients that like some leather accent pieces, but I feel like for the climate down here, with it being a little bit, you know, more humid, a lot of people do like that, you know, upholstered feel versus leather that can become sticky whenever you sweat and try and sit on it. So,
yeah. And you mentioned outdoor fabrics. Are people still choosing some of the outdoor fabrics for their upholstered furniture indoors?
Oh, absolutely. Even in my own home, I have a couple of pieces that I've went back and forth on fabric selections. And sometimes when you find a good fabric and it's an outdoor fabric, it still feels like an indoor. So it's fully, you know, able to be used inside and still give that cozy, warm feeling of an indoor fabric.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about CWA Furniture Design?
So for more information, of course, they can visit our website and or any of our social media platforms. And that would be at CWA Furniture for Facebook and or Instagram. And or they could look us up in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, of course.
Yep. And I was just going to mention, you can always find CWA Furniture Design within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with John Dolan with CWA Furniture and Design. Thank you so much, John.
Absolutely, Tim. Thank you for the chat.
And now we're talking with general contractor Jamie Laird with Bridgeport Homes. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Jamie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Bridgeport Homes.
Yeah, Bridgeport Homes, I've been a general contractor since the late 90s here in the Charleston area. Bridgeport Homes was born of a partnership with some guys in the construction business here about 8 years ago. I have a background in residential and commercial work, and have here over the past 8 years been focusing on the residential sector. We primarily are east of the Cooper with most of our projects, and have a focus primarily in the Old Village as well. In Mount Pleasant, we do a good bit of work over there. Obviously, that side of town, most of that work over there is renovation work. We do a lot of historic renovation work as well on the Royal side, where it's the purview of the HDPC. which we've had good success and a lot of happy outcomes working over there. We do a handful of new construction a year as well, new builds as well a year. Have one of those under construction right now in the Old Village.
Well, let me ask you, Jamie. I'm looking at the Bridgeport Homes website right now, and it says we're committed to delivering upfront clear pricing, real-time updates, and a quality finished product with every project. So how does Bridgeport Homes approach the upfront clear pricing with a homeowner?
Bridgeport structures most of our jobs on a cost-plus basis. Cost-plus can be a scary word for customers with the unknowns and the not knowing of where something like that could go. In the renovation business, there's obviously a lot of unknowns that we are faced with that we can't allow for on the front. So we have found in our experience, the way that we structure our business on a cost plus basis, we have full transparency with all of our cost associated with. We have an upfront percentage that covers our overhead and supervision 100%. And we present on a monthly basis with all of our billing, every single receipt, and every single cost up front with full visibility of all receipts, so people know where their money's being spent, and we, you know, not marking up materials and marking up labor and things of that nature, as you know, as it is common practice sometimes in the business. So that open book approach has been successful for us. People seem to really be able to get comfortable with a cost plus project being handled in that fashion and having that full visibility. We have an online based project management system where all of that information, to include the budget, is available to our homeowners 24 hours a day on an online basis. And it reconciles actual cost with budget, so we can track the cost of these projects from the beginning to the end in real time.
Mm-hmm. Do homeowners seem to like that cost plus option that Bridgeport Homes has?
They seem to. As I said before, there's, you know, having that uncertainty and not having a hard number up front sometimes can be uncomfortable for customers. But we feel like that we have been able to structure a process that gets everyone comfortable with it. Everyone knows where we stand. You can track every dollar that's spent, and people really seem to appreciate that and be able to get comfortable with that at the end of the day when we, mm-hmm. you know, with the product we deliver.
And I know that most builders would prefer that the homeowner has everything, all of the items, all the finishes picked out in advance, but sometimes homeowners that can be challenging for homeowners because they can't necessarily they don't have the vision that a builder or an interior designer or architect has in terms of how everything will look. And seems like with a cost plus option, if the homeowner changes their mind, or if they decide that they want to upgrade on certain items, lighting or plumbing fixtures, what have you, that it's able, they're not going to be penalized. It's because that's part of the way the cost plus works.
That is very true. And it is a very difficult thing, especially with these renovations, for everyone to have every single selection picked out before, you know, a project is started. And that's where we really pride ourselves, is giving homeowners that flexibility, allowing them to really kind of see the space and make those decisions and not have all of that pressure up front to have everything chosen and everything picked out. It's a lot of times, you know, we do these renovations like, you know, just like you would do a custom home. We pride ourselves on being able to, you know, when it comes to interior trim, to be able to mock up different different trim profiles and different ways of, different ways of running siding or whatever it may be, to be able to give homeowners mock-ups, let them look at it, let them touch it, feel it, compare it on site in real time, to be able to make the decision and get what they really want at the end of the project versus feeling like they got stuck because they had to make a decision 9 months earlier on the style of door trim they wanted for their interior of the house.
Yeah, that makes sense. Does Bridgeport Homes prefer new construction projects or renovations?
I can't say that we have a preference either way. I mean, we do a great job and we're strong and very experienced in both. I think that you will find most builders will tell you that in an all perfect world, I think building new houses is a bit easier than renovations, just because renovations present so many challenges and they take so much more supervision and oversight, in my opinion, as the process goes, by the builder and by the project managers to be able to pivot and solve problems and solve issues and work through things that just with new construction that you typically don't see.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How small a project will Bridgeport Homes take on something like that, or what's kind of your sweet spot at Bridgeport Homes?
Our sweet spot is we're really not geared up with staffing wise to be able to say do bathroom renovations or kitchens, something on that scale. There are a lot of guys that are staffed differently and geared up that are just able to be more competitive with their pricing to do the smaller jobs. We typically want to be able to come in and do additions to homes, and usually those additions to the homes are in conjunction with the renovation of the existing interiors or either some portion of, and that's typically on the renovation side of things what kind of our sweet spot and where we really excel.
Additions and whole house renovations then.
Correct.
Gotcha. Are there any projects that come to mind that you're particularly proud of that Bridgeport Homes was involved with?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them. In particular, I think one that we are just now kind of in the finishing phases of. We're probably another 30 or 45 days out from our project over in Hobcall Creek Plantation off of Long Point. And it was an existing home here. And we worked with Julie O'Connor with American Vernacular, was the design partner on the project. And we ended up taking a quite nice home that was built in the late 80s for that time period in that neighborhood. And we were able to take a attic space that was quite large and a waste of space, and we're able to put an entire second floor into a house, adding, two additional bedrooms and a great common area for kids, and renovated the rest of the home. And it was a big challenge from a structural standpoint to get it done, but it has really turned out great, and we're super proud of it.
Did you stay within the way the roof was originally constructed, or did you have to raise that up?
No, we actually stayed within the main portions of the roof. We ended up cutting dormers. We recreated the front elevation roof line, mm-hmm. with a new gable end that was a large dormer for the big area, common area in the middle, and then the bedrooms were accommodated with dormers cut into the existing roof.
Oh, nice. I bet that attic space looks is very interesting to the eye too, because of all the curves and slants in the ceiling and so forth. There's probably a lot to look at there.
Absolutely. And we did some creative stuff with, speaking of those roof lines, we did some creative stuff with our trim carpenters, where we incorporated some bookshelving, and the bookshelving were able to follow the roof line. And that was a real challenge to try to make that look, attractive doing that. And I felt like we really hit the mark with those, and were able to really kind of seamlessly integrate that millwork into that roof line.
How much extra square footage was created with that particular attic renovation?
You know, off the hip, I can't remember exactly. I want to say we ended up adding roughly about 1,000 to 1,200 square feet to the, nice. To the of heated square footage to the home.
You know, a builder a long time ago told me that if you're going to do a renovation, always try to add space. And so you just mentioned that additions are kind of a specialty for Bridgeport homes. And, you know, just doing some simple math for you, like if the value of your home comes out to, you know, X amount and you divide it by the square footage, let's say it comes out to, I don't know, 300 or 400 a square foot. Well, if you add 1,200 square feet, like you were just mentioning with this attic renovation, 1,200 square feet times $300 per square foot, you've just added $360,000 in value to your house because you've expanded the square footage of the home.
Yeah, absolutely, no question.
So it's always a good thing if you're able to add on. You know, there's certain renovations that you know, when you go to sell your house, you'll be paid back more than others. But simply adding square footage is one of the best ways to recoup the you know, what you're investing, and just think of all the, you know, all the holidays and moments that you'll be enjoying your home more with a nice renovation from Bridgeport Homes. And then when you go to sell it, you're going to get paid back all that money that you just invested with your renovation with Bridgeport Homes. You'll be paid back when you go to sell your house, which is should put you at ease.
Absolutely.
Well, what are the best ways for homeowners to get in touch with Bridgeport Homes?
Our best way, we're on all social media platforms as Bridgeport Homes, as well as our website, which is www.bridgeport-homes.com. Is probably our best contact. It's got our numbers there. It's got our info. I think our email of that is info@bridgeport-homes.com. We are, you know, try to be super responsive as quickly as we can, and reach out to everyone and try to get them headed in the right direction. Whether you're just in the planning stages or whether you get a full set of drawings and you're ready for bid.
Well, that's great. Well, and you can always find Bridgeport Homes within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine, or you can go online to charlestonhomeanddesign.com. and search for Bridgeport Homes to get that contact information as well. We've been talking with Jamie Laird with Bridgeport Homes. Thanks so much, Jamie.
Thank you, sir.
And now we're talking with Cameron Larson with Advanced Window Fashions. How are you doing, Cameron?
Doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Cameron, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, we've been local in the Low Country for over 20 years as a Hunter Douglas Gallery, and we're a full-service window treatment specialist. We do install, service, and design.
All right, great. So if anybody's interested in getting some new window treatments, what types of window treatments does Advanced Window Fashions offer homeowners?
Yeah, we do custom treatments, and so there's a broad spectrum, anything from blinds to shutters, but also soft treatments like Roman shades, drapery. We also do outdoor patio shades.
What do those outdoor patio shades look like? Just to block the sun?
Yeah, block the sun, give you some privacy, give you some insulation. They can also block out bugs, helps with the weather elements. Also convenience, being able to make your outdoor space more livable. And they look like a roller shade, just a larger, more robust exterior version.
How do they hold up when some wind comes up?
Well, they go up to 20 to 25 miles per hour. They're not a hurricane shade per se, but they certainly help, again, with sun, privacy, stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Making your life, yeah, more convenient outside, but it's not a full-rated hurricane shutter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What would you say, is the most popular, the top selling window treatment at Advanced Window Fashions?
Right now, we've had a lot of woven wood shades, which is essentially a Roman shade made with woven wood materials, usually with bamboo, jute, sticks, stuff like that.
Okay. Why do you think it's so popular these days?
Well, we're in the coastal Carolinas, and a lot of people are going for more of that homey and earthy feel. Neutral colors are trending right now, and people want that more connection to nature in their home. So bringing in the woven woods is a perfect way of doing that. It also complements hardwood flooring very well. So,
are they easy to operate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have all the standard lift systems, like a cord loop. You also have cordless, and then, of course, motorized, which is the best because you can schedule it on your app. You don't need to think about it, and it'll operate exactly how you want.
Talk about the automated shades that you just mentioned.
Yeah, automation is a great feature because, like I said, you don't have to think about it. If you want something on a schedule, for example, like you're going to drink your morning coffee, but that sun comes in and blinds you, you can just have the shade automatically set to that position when you're making your coffee. Or same thing for dinner. It'll just automatically move where you want. And now they have internal batteries, which you can use with a solar charger. So you actually never need to charge the battery. Or if you're still building your home, you can hardwire it. So there's no batteries involved at all.
Mm. Yeah, that's always a thing because homeowners don't want to be climbing on ladders to access where the batteries are to change them out, right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of improvements there. So.
And they don't want their walls torn up to be able to install automated blinds and shades.
Yeah, that's where the internal battery comes into play because there's nothing sticking out of the head rail. It's all internal to the shade. And a battery usually lasts a year to a year and a half on average. Mm-hmm. You don't have to deal with any double A's. You just simply snap into a charger, swap the battery.
Gotcha. I know Advanced Window Fashions specializes in helping homeowners, but does Advanced Window Fashions do anything with commercial?
Absolutely. Actually, this morning I was at a measure in downtown doing a hair salon. And they're in, a commercial building with metal framing. It's, a higher rise building. And we're doing some commercial screen shades for them so to give their stylists some more privacy. And sun control while they're in there, with their clients. We've also done lots of other jobs, MUSC, City of North Charleston, just to name a few.
And it sounds pretty simple when you say I was out on a measurement, but talk about measuring the windows because that's a pretty important part. And Advanced Window Fashions doesn't just measure one window or take one measurement on one window. You're taking multiple measurements, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we take at least 7 measurements per window. On shutters, it's even more. We get very specific, because as a custom window treatment goes in, nothing's a perfect square, a perfect rectangle. So we'd like to, take lots of notes, lots of pictures. If there's anything, that our installers need to know, that's why I'm there, is to make sure our installers know exactly what they're going into. And we're actually bringing our installers out on the measure as well. So the same person installing is the person who measured it.
Gotcha. And when it comes to the person who's choosing the window treatments, every situation is different, right? Every depending on where the house is located, where how much sun the house gets, or the need. Everything is custom to whatever that homeowner needs, right?
Absolutely, and every situation is a little different because I deal with homeowners, contractors, designers. Etc. Mm-hmm. So everyone has different needs, different wants. And of course, like you said, the sun will hit different faces of the home or of the building you're in. People have different cost perspectives, different aesthetic wants or needs. So it does vary greatly, but that's our expertise is being able to consult and give you professional recommendations based on you and your situation.
Gotcha. Are plantation shutters still popular at Advanced Window Fashions?
You know, they still are popular. Yeah. I would say, you know, shades are trending right now. So, shutters are still there. I would say they're not as popular as maybe they were like 5 to 10 years ago. But certainly that classic plantation shutter look, you can't go wrong there. And some folks are doing actually a mixture of shutters and shades throughout their home. Generally that, you know, structured, secure shutter look on the front of the home, but then in the bedrooms or the back of the home, more formal or relaxing soft treatments.
And I can see that happening because people love the look of plantation shutters, both from the inside of the house and when, you know, the exterior, when you're looking at a house. But it's not going to block out all the light in a room. And, is there any options of like room darkening if you have plantation shutters?
Yeah. So plantation shutters do a decent job at room darkening. The only downside is light bleed through the louvers.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you choose like an elliptical style louver, you'll get tighter closure. That can depend on the shutter manufacturer. And also you can do like no tilt bar and one big panel. Those are a few ways you can maximize your light control with a shutter. But if you want full light control, it would be advisable to go with a room darkening shade because it's one entire opaque piece of fabric. There's no light bleed there. And you can also put tracks on the side and the bottom. So you get like 99.9% coverage.
Nice. That's great for those people who work night shifts and
need the
sleep during the daylight hours.
Well, absolutely.
Well, we're almost wrapped up, but I wanted to ask, is there anything new going on at Advanced Window Fashions?
Yeah, so recently I've been collaborating with Rebecca Atwood. She has a studio here in Charleston, and we've been using her notched vines fabric on my clients' drapery and Roman shades. And they absolutely love it. It's a stunning treatment. The notched vines is, you know, somewhat neutral, but has a lot of movement in it, which goes great with a lot of my clients' projects. And Rebecca Atwood, they're all about color and movement. And I'm just really excited to work with them. And we have some swatches in our showroom, so feel free to come by and take a look.
And that's if someone wanted draperies or other cloth fabric treatments, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, Rebecca Atwood does fabrics. And we use them for, you know, drapery or Roman shades. We can also do a throw pillow for you. They're also great for upholstery if you're into that. Nice. I can get you in touch as well.
Well, good deal. Well, what's the best way for folks to reach out to Advanced Window Fashions?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 843-881-8858 or visit us online at advancedwindowfashions.com.
All right, great. Well, you've been talking with Cameron Larson with Advanced Window Fashions, and you can always find Advanced Window Fashions within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Cameron.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.